Can everybody just gather? Don't do the anything first, later on, right? Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Now it's getting a bit warm already. I had to take off all my warm clothing. So you need to take it off. Don't worry, just take it off. Okay. So now we are back to the itinerary on morning chanting. Okay, let us turn to page 5, I think. Retreat chanting book. Okay, morning chanting, dedication of offering. Let us chant the salutation first. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still has compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for the long-lasting benefits and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha.
Bow. The blessed one.
Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the blessed Dhamma. Bow. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the Blessed One, the Holy One, and fully enlightened one. Homage to thee, the Blessed One, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy in this world with his gods, demons, and kind spirits. His seeker and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading to inward to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching, I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the Master One's disciple who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciple. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revered, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devoted indeed, that Dhamma I revered, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being. Find the way, living out of delusion, coming and directing in perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering, separation from loved ones and our prized possession is suffering,
not attaining one's wishes is suffering.
In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in this lifetime frequently instructs his
disciples in this way. In addition, he further instructed,
Rupam Anicham, Vedana Anicham, Sanya Anicham. sankhara anicca sabbe dhamma anattate. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is my refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, we chant the closing homage by reciting the Pali.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Svākkhāto bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Suppatipanno bhagavato savakkasangho sangham namami.
Okay, you all can be seated. What's that time now?
8:49.
Oh, 8:49. We still have some time, huh? Okay. Why not we do it this way? I got a slight announcement. This 8 on the second last day. So the kitchen has suggested to us, I was told by Sister Alicia, that we will have the vegetarian steamboat. Every time confused with the China hot pot, steamboat. So I told Alicia, yeah, better, so that they don't have to buy and cook separately. So he said, on the 8th, the lunch and the dinner are also steamboat. So if you don't mind, on the 8th, we revert back to 5 precepts, okay? So everybody can have steamboat. So the dinner for the steamboat is like preliminary farewell. Because the next day is actually formality only. We leave quite early. We will leave by 9:30 only. But the last day ceremony, as you will see the program, is just to express our thanks and all those things, then make offerings to the various Sangha, temple, and Sui An will list out the account, the donation, and the collection. Then we all can rejoice. Then on your own, if you want to develop affinity and develop more wholesomeness with the monk, the nun, or what, you can actually make offering individually. That one is up to you. Okay? Then if you don't have the red packet, you can actually use anything. Oh, okay. Papa Suri got red. Okay. So Papa Suri will arrange the red packet on the table. So for those who have been here before, they will know. It's quite a nice ceremony actually. We invite the Tang Jia, Tang Xiong Sifu, the helper, and all those people who has actually developed some form of help for for us and affinity, so we make offering. That the rest of the monk, they stay around here, they do their whatever. So we also, the common pool fund, have already made arrangement for the ang pao and everything already. So it's already done. But on your own, individually, if you want to give offering to Tang Jia, Pa Chan Sifu, Tang Xiong Sifu, and all the other monks, you don't have to give to all, it's up to you. If you prefer Pa Chan Sifu and Tang Xiong, it's good enough. The other, you see how. Okay, so that is the announcement. So just now you just have your meditation in that. And if
the ceremony is second last day.
Second last day, on the 8th day, day 8, 25th. 25th means Wednesday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, then next day. Okay, just now morning we already had our meditation. I already briefed you all on how to develop the awareness, how to relax into it. The moment you relax into it, the mind becomes very quiet, then the maintaining of awareness is automatic. The reason why I describe that you need to maintain awareness is to remind you that don't try to know, don't try to do, then without thought, the awareness is already there. Understand? So like just someone you ask me, Matthew, I try to relax. I know I have relaxed, but I also know I haven't really relaxed. There is still something holding on. So I say, because you say you try to relax. Who is trying to relax? The thought. So there is still a resistance as well. To relax is very easy. Fang song, completely at ease. Understand? Like you are a dead. Dead person cannot know. Dead person cannot talk, cannot verbalize, cannot want to do anything. So whatever the tactile thing come and disturb you through your sensor, you just don't respond. Understand? Just the awareness, away. Then you will settle down. Then your body will relax by itself. It's like something, it like naturally relax, and it like signal. It's like the whole body softened. Like anything you throw down, it spread by itself and it settle down until it cannot move. So when it starts to the feeling of relaxation happen, the body settle down. And when it settle down, you can feel it. You can be aware of it. Then you feel very good, and then you know, relaxing. After you experience it for one or two times, you will know this is the way to relax. Otherwise, you very tired. Then you are dead, completely dead. So you lie down like a dead man. Don't respond, then it will relax. Don't go and tighten, no. Don't go and do this, do that, no. That one create more thought, then more resistance. Okay? Then anybody wants to ask any more question regarding meditation or report your meditation? Anybody? Don't have. Jared, yeah.
Just a bit weird phenomenon happened to me. Last night we did the Bodhisattva vow.
Yes.
After we completed, then I contemplated a bit. So while I'm contemplating, I opened my eyes. I see the yellow paper. All of a sudden, very bright light.
Wow, sadhu.
And then just chop.
Very good.
I don't know what it is.
No need to know. This is what they call the natural occurrences that will happen when you have the faith and the affinity, that it will manifest. Then only you see, you understand? The rest, even somebody beside you also don't see, you understand?
Yeah.
So these are the spiritual encounter that cultivate all the way will experience and go through. So rejoice, huh? Sadhu. Means, means you have affinity, yeah? Means the yellow card already illuminate for you to understand that the wisdom light, everything is there, understand? Huh? You only need to follow that Bodhisattva way, do that training, develop the faith. So this is the first step. After that, the sign come, give you faith. So continue with the cultivation. So don't be excited by the phenomenon as well. Sometimes a lot of people get excited, oh, I already got Kan Ying already. Then you become what? Complacent. You think you already cultive. Forget about it. But this manifestation is an occasion for joy. Means you know you have affinity, there is a response. That's why natural occurrences will occur. Then the cultivator of the way will witness it. Initially you may not know what it is, but if you consult people who have gone through, they know, they can explain to you. But later on, after you progress, you will come to know that everyone is different and your way is not that. And the way to give you faith, to trigger a response for you to see, so that you develop the faith, then later the understanding. Then as you progress in the future, when you are ready to teach and share like what I'm doing, then all this experience will come back to you and you will know these are the possibility. Then when you teach, everyone is different, what they go through is different. But if you have traveled this Bodhisattva way long enough, then like the Buddha, everyone that come, he will know their character, he will know their past, then he will know a lot of things about you, then he is very precise, he can advise you. But there are still beings that he can't because of their karmic obstruction. So he can only give you the understanding, you have to do yourself. Yeah. For me, my nature is slightly different because I also go through the wisdom way. I don't want to touch psychic. I don't want to do all those that other people do. Even when people come and seek help, I can only share the understanding, you have to do yourself. But if you have affinity in me, then if you encounter something, I will teach you how to do. Then I will tell you, I will do my part. When I say I will do my part, means I'm not helping you to do magic for you, and that's no such thing. But I will know how to invoke power of merits on your behalf. Because you have done a lot of wholesomeness without you knowing it. Sometimes you just pay respect and knowledge, have faith, then the wholesomeness is already there. Like the other night, I think, I was going down for dinner. I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before. There was one lady from outside, one, I think, wearing a jeans. Did you see her? Quite elderly, but not that elderly, I think. 50 plus or what. Very funny, you know. We go down, there's a staircase there. We're supposed to go down. I was the only one that go down. Then I saw this lady who has been there, like waiting for me. Then the moment I walked down, he looked at me and she smiled. Then she cups her hand. Then of course I rejoice. Then I also acknowledge back. Moutintin like that. From outside, and I don't know why he just stand there, like he sent something, or he must be there, then waiting there. Before I appear, before I even go down and turn, he cannot see me. The moment I turn, I saw her, she looking at me, then she smiled, there is joy, then her hand already like that. You ask yourself, How can this happen? People who don't know me also, then last time I got one kid, they just come out and pay respect. You know? They heard I'm conducting a retreat here, then they deliver something to the kitchen, then the kitchen tell them upstairs got retreat. They say they want to come out and just pay respect. So a lot of these things, you don't understand, but it created the counseling for them. Then after they pay the respect, they decide to offer, you know, the vegetable or whatever they bring. You know. See? You know how much merit they receive, you know, by offering this for all the participants of the retreat. So this is right livelihood, right living. When you have goodness, generosity, and you have the affinity, somehow you know how to do. But when you do, you don't know who these people are, no? Understand? No? Actually, a lot of you are potential great beings, understand? No? And people don't know. So, when it comes to Noble Eightfold Path, this right living or right livelihood, that path factor, very few people understand. No? But my nature understands, where I witness a lot, I saw a lot. You have Noble Eightfold Path. Once you have right view, leading to right thought, right spirit, right action, the way you live your life will be in accordance. So every time you rejoice, every time you pay respect because you have this reverential salutation, then you have this ability to rejoice, and that's mudita and all those things. Then you are very friendly, very kind. So who you encounter, you don't know. Sometimes it may be a lay person, but he's a great being. So all this, by being honest, sincere, generous, kind, it will like give you a lot of wholesomeness without you knowing. But if it's the other way around, what happens? Huh? You deluded, heedless. You see anybody also bo song, understand? You know I bo song, not happy. Especially those going genting one, going gamble, see monk is a sui, understand? That's abusive word all come out. I tell you, you kena left and right. So, then sometimes you walk around the street, somebody accidentally knock you, wow, you get angry. But you don't know who that being is, what that nature is. That's why right living, right livelihood within Noble Eightfold, that power factor is very powerful. Who you encounter and how you actually manifest is very important. Instead of like harvesting the condition and the opportunity to do a great deal of wholesomeness, sometimes without you knowing it. But you get yourself entangled until gao gao. So nobody can help you. That's why all this can be karmic obstruction. But if it's with a wholesome mind, generosity, you have the virtue, then you like motin din fatala. In English is what? For no reason, prosperous. But spiritual wealth. Everywhere you go, you receive spiritual wealth. So all this is for you to understand. That's why my nature is different. So I can see all this, I can understand all that, I rejoice. Then sometimes when there is condition, I just send a pure wish. Fatta already, you know, like my parents, this life, how they become my parent. Because in the distant past, they did something wholesome to me, and I was a lay person, and they don't know who am I and what my nature is. So because of their sincerity and their affinity, and they know how to treat me well and take care of me, and this nature rejoices, then send a pure wish, then decide to take them across. Then when the condition comes, when I want to come manifest this window, the nature's law takes its course. Then they will be the chosen parent, and everything will fall into place. Then likewise, Kayamita come, that's why you ask the Kayamita, everyone you come, I teach you differently. There is no one rule, one size fit all. Everybody also like that. No. Of course, when I share, it's general. Then when I share what is needed, my nature will know. Then it will respond. Sometimes it's not for the one that attend, it's for those up there. So all this happen. Then if you have that nature that understand, you also rejoice, you also share. Like I told a lot of Paramita, sometimes I don't know why I go and share the very advanced and very complicated type of Dhamma. Then later on I know it's not for the humans as well. It's for those who can understand. So this is how, when you have the Dhamma, the cultivation, the extensive experience and understanding and the perfection, you can teach, you can share, you can be a blessing to all, you can benefit living being. That's what bodhisattvas are, understand? These are their vows, these are their duty, these are their perfection. They understand, they know, they can teach. You think easy to teach? Sometimes, you remember that story, the Zen story? That guy, very highly qualified monk. He thought something slightly wrong, you know. Then you know what happened. He became a frog for 500 lives. 500 lives frog, but born in the temple, you know, listening to the sharing of a patriarch. You know. And the patriarch share until one part where he teach wrongly, you know, keep on appearing, you know, until he understand or awaken. You know. Then no more frog. Come back to human being. So that one is considered good karma already. Correct or not? Become frog, born in a temple, no, listening to a patriarch. No. Because he very sincere, but wrong view. Understand? That's why I ask you, you think easy to teach? Teach wrongly, can become frog. But that type of frog is good. You don't become the frog in the what? Lotus pond, okay. No, fish pond. you happy, that one. Charles Darwin. Evolution, survival of the fittest. You finish, understand? The lizard come. Or the one that like to catch the frog one come. The tongue very long one. The moment you jump, so all this is what nature is, life is. So, Jared, okay? Sadhu. Alicia.
Good morning, Brother Chiu, Mr. Stewart, and all Karamita. 我想分享一下刚才我在禅定的一个小小插曲，希望给大家 feed 哈。刚才我在做早课的时候，然后有一只苍蝇landed 在我的禅定部，然后我就跟着他的 movement 去 aware 他，然后他就走，然后后来我的心里面就笑出来，为什么？因为他明白到你在禅定就禅定，不可以把你的心放逸出去，所以。然后我很感恩那只苍蝇给我的开始，还有佛菩萨的开始，所以我想给大家一个很好的一个什么，就是苍蝇飞来也不要赶它走，因为它可以教我们很多东西。感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛，萨德。你讲到苍蝇啊 ，you all slowly go to here see。This fly, this fly on my tissue paper has been there since last night until now. Come and see.
I see.
You can see. Last night there were two. Until now, like listening. Stay there. Then there is one, Tham Jia one. He go to my this one. Fly around, gong. Then come here, come there, then finally stop. This one, until now, still there. Instead of frog, now fly. Can zoom or not?
Yeah, the ring.
Zoom already. Yeah, let's switch.
Talking about fly, I also had an experience with the flies here, very interesting. When during lessons, usually in the evening, they will crowd around the speakers and my monitor. Then when it was time to meditate, there was one session I was thinking, I do the video editing and saving lah. This time I don't want to meditate. Then one fly just kept going around my specs and my head, don't let me do. No, then, okay, I take off my specs, go and meditate. Then no disturbance already, it's like, wow. sadhu.
Sometimes these are Dhamma flies. You know? You remember when I was at Achayantra there? He purposely arranged for me and Uncle Ku, the one that followed me there, to stay at the chief disciple's kuti, just below his, on the hilltop. The rest all down there. So that one on the hilltop, the kuti below him, is also above a tree. I think it's 20 feet high. You have to climb the step, the makeshift ladder, vertical on the tree. We had to climb up 20 feet, then we stay there. I told you, remember, middle of the night, about 3 a.m.? The cloth I was lying down to rest and meditate. That ants, not that many, climb down from the cloth there, their ceiling there, come down. Then I was lying down. He go to my forehead there, very soothing. Go around. Then I sense something already. I know this is a message. Yeah, very soothing, your call, cuddling you. But not make you happy, like alert you. But you know, very gentleman. I was thinking, what is it? I want to hit there. Then I knew something. So because I was mindful, I didn't sleep, I aware. Then I turn around, then I have a look. How come just a few ants like that? Then I look at Uncle Kuan, the one that followed. Full of the whole cloth is like surrounded with 80% of that ants. I can only see a little bit of his leg, body, and the face. Then he was snoring. That's why these are Dhamma ants. The next morning, I met the chief disciple, you remember? He asked me, did anybody visit you? I said, yeah. I said, the ants came. Oh, I said, sadhu. Then I told him what happened. He said, sadhu. He said, very good. He said, we same. You know what is the meaning? Same. He also has Dhamma. He knew I also have the Dhamma. He said, we all same. But he wants to find out why these two lay people are so special. You chief disciple, the master asks you to get lost and go down. Not so crude, politely. Can you vacate your kuti tonight? Somebody coming to stay. You go and look for another kuti and put these two lay people there. Chief disciples kuti. There are a lot of those foreigners don't understand. How come these two jokers so special? Then when Uncle Ku went back, report to my second last master, you know what she told Uncle Ku or not? He said he know where your status is, where you are supposed to be. That's why he put you up there. So a lot of things you cannot understand on. So when it manifests, it just manifests. So we start to for the sharing, especially Alicia and also Jared, so that everybody can learn. Now rejoice first.
Sadhu.
Okay, yeah, Poche. The fly no need to drink one. Whole day, yesterday and today, still there.
Maybe got toilet break you didn't see.
Brother, I am full of joy about this fly when my sister Alicia shared.
Yeah.
You know what happened or not? The fly yesterday also disturbed me. Fly everywhere. I go there, also fly there. I go here, also fly there. So I cover my blanket. Then yesterday night, I make this wish for the fly, may the merits pave the way for your good rebirth. And then this morning, the fly dead here,
Dead
here. Then today, more fly comes to me, you know.
Like you asking for more.
Yes. Yeah. So can you imagine, you know? Alamak, I say how. But anyway, we will share merits with all the flies.
Can. That's why when we itang me nya tinang ho tu sukhita hon tu nyatayo, already share transfer. So a lot of things can happen when you are on the spiritual path. All these are understanding that you can develop if you report them, share them. Like Alicia, my daughter, even Po Cheng. You will encounter all this, then you will develop understanding. Then when you progress, you share this. Other people who are new, they can learn. They can also develop the understanding. Okay? Okay, so now we continue with our sharing. Okay, is it 10 o'clock already?
9:18.
Huh? 9:18. Oh, 9:18 only, yeah. Oh, sorry, 9 o'clock. We're supposed to finish at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. You want to have meditation? Yeah, better. Okay, maybe I give you 30 minutes. We off the light, then I let you have 30 minutes of awareness-based meditation. Okay, based on what we have already shared, I think by now you should know how to develop it. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize the awareness. Then when you have the skill and already stability of mindfulness or awareness, you stay at the heart, just relax, no need to do anything. Trust that nature to move, and just silent. Then the moment you relax, the awareness will build up, like I said. So the art of relaxation is very important. Relax, like you are dead, completely dead. Then your mind completely at ease. Even when you sit and meditate, just completely at ease. Sometimes they like to use the word like let go of everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do, don't try to think. Just let it be, relax. Then the speed will come, the true mind will come. Well, when you are relaxed, the body and mind will return to its natural state before the stirring. So all the tension, everything, when they are released, you are completely at ease. Like the body is the body, the thought no more. So what is left is the awareness nature. And then you start to feel the tranquility, the stillness, the awareness of all this activity and movement. Okay? Okay, meditate.